There are competing yells.
Ayo!
Ayo!
Hey, 1, 2, 3, Skodux!
And fans vying for the title of best dressed. No simple sweatshirts for this crowd. We're talking green and yellow feather boas and Buckeye-covered fedoras. The scene outside AT&T Stadium is one part pep rally, one part out-of-control tailgate. And fans of both schools are thrilled to be a part of it.
I mean, this is the biggest game of our lives, so we decided that we needed to come here and enjoy the biggest game of our lives. We were able to get student tickets, so we decided to come down.
That's senior Ohio State student Jared. We'll let him tell you his too-perfect-to-be-true last name.
Last name, I swear to God, is Champion.
Jared's hoping by the end of tonight's game, his last name will have extra relevance.
We're really excited. I don't think the Oregon defense can stop us. Obviously, we're all Ohio State fans.
A few steps away at a decidedly different tailgate, there's a lot of love for Oregon.
Well, I'm here. My whole family's been Ducks. Grandpa was a Duck. Dad's a Duck. Now I'm a Duck.
Ben Kraft hopped a red eye last night and made it to Dallas at 6 a.m. He hustled straight over to Arlington, and while he's clearly having fun soaking up the spirit outside, he can't wait to see that Jumbotron in person.
No, I've never been to Jerry World. Very, very, very pumped.
Ben thinks the key to the game for Oregon is pretty simple. Their Heisman Trophy winning quarterback.
Oh, definitely numero ocho. That's Marcus Mariota. I mean, pretty much the only key to the game, in my opinion.
11-year-old Ohio State fan Jack Like says his strategy's a little different.
Running the ball and keeping Marcus Mariota off the field.
What happens after kickoff remains to be seen. It's pretty clear the clash of the fandoms at AT&T Stadium is a very tight contest. Courtney Collins, KERA News.